Ladies and gentlemen, we're in business with Dudley Grosvenor.
Six and two's nine, carry four, leave five in the other column, plus two and six, subtract £1.03 and 4.
Mr. Grosvenor, you sound like a bookmaker doing loosening up exercises.
I'm trying to assess our financial position, Mr. Worth. Six nights staying here at the Working Men's Hostel has fairly eaten into our reserves.
Mr. Grosvenor, it's only ninepence a night.
I know, but trying to talk common to the other residents is wearing me out. And the straps round my trouser legs are giving me jip too.
Yes, masquerading as navvies. It's ridiculous, it really
That's
is.
That's why I'm trying to work out how we stand. The outlook isn't too healthy, you know. I've been going through our accounts, Mr. Worth, and I find you're really quite extravagant, you know, with your clothes. I see we've had to replace four of your garments in the past 6 months.
Yes, but Mr. Grosvenor, shoelaces, they're not garments.
We won't split hairs, Mr. Worth. I find your attitude quite lacking in the proper team spirit. I mean, what's the point in me smoking my cigars right down to the band if you're going to go shoelace mad?
Oh, I hadn't realized. I'm ashamed of myself.
And rightly so. Now, just look here. Now, what about this item here? Mm-hmm. Don't the figures leap right out of the page?
What? Threepence for the flag day?
Exactly. I'm sure it was a worthy cause, but you must leave these philanthropic gestures for those who can afford it.
Yes, but they were collecting for the aged poor. I was only thinking of the future.
I'm not asking you to cut out charity altogether, but I'm sure they'd have been glad to accept a contribution in kind. I mean, what do you do with your old clothes?
I wear them.
Well, the stark facts are that we have only £87.04 and 2 between us, which isn't surprising considering your taste for going around festooned with flags and shoelaces.
£87, but that's a fortune, Mr. Grosvenor. We've never had that much money before.
It's a drop in the bucket. What's 87 quid if you're buying a business?
Oh, wait a minute. Business? What business?
Mr. Worth, I'm a little premature. I didn't want you to find out at this stage. But I'm going to invest your money in a little gold mine.
Oh, Mr. Grosvenor, no, not another gold mine.
Here's a favour. Look, it's advertised here, you see. Yes. For sale. Small country newspaper, little channering weekly advertiser, substantial turnover, £100 for goodwill. Apply...
But you know nothing about newspapers, Mr. Grosvenor.
Don't be so hidebound.
I'm sorry, but I don't like the idea, Mr. Grosvenor.
And you have a perfect right to say so. This is an equal partnership. You full voting rights. No decision will be arrived at without your wholehearted consent. We'll discuss the whole thing.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Grosvenor. Now, where? Here? Now?
No, Mr. Worth, on the train to Little Chinnerin. Oh. This is the address. Come on, Mr. Worth. Oh, truth, the place is full of steam. They must be stoking up the boilers which drive the mighty presses. Ah, this appears to be an employee. Excuse me, my good man.
Can I have your ticket, sir? I never gives out the bag wash until I gets the ticket.
The poor fellow appears to be wandering. He's probably some faithful old servant odd-jobbing his way to a well-earned retirement. I'll fire him the moment I take over.
Excuse me, this is the local paper, isn't it?
That's right, the Little Channering Weekly Advertiser and Steam Laundry. I'm the proprietor, Mr. Charles Trumpet.
Am I to understand that the newspaper is run in conjunction with a laundry?
That's right. The old press comes in handy for doing the ironing.
Mr. Grosvenor, we have just time to catch the next train back.
Please, Mr. Worth, I'm fascinated. What else do you do here?
Well, just the printing and the laundry. And a bit of dyeing, of course.
Dyeing?
Yes, it has to be black. Because it's the only colour of ink we've got, like.
How droll. Look, we've come about your advertisement. We might be interested in buying the business. Naturally, we'd like to look round the place.
Of course, yes. Well, we've got all the most modern equipment, you know. This is the press.
I see, yes.
We work it by turning this handle here. Scares the living daylights out of me, that.
And what's the output like?
Oh, I've seen it turn out as many as half a dozen a day.
Half a dozen newspapers?
No, blankets. Oh. Fair terrifies me to have all this power surging under me head.
Yeah, actually, we're more interested in the printing side of the business.
Oh, that? Oh, well, all you do is rub some ink over the rollers like this. Then you turn the handles again like this.
There appears to be something in the press.
Eh? Where?
There.
Oh, dear. It's the Vicar's surplice.
Right, Charlie is going to look taking evensong with the racing results printed on his back.
Ah, well, that's the luck of the laundry game, isn't it, eh? Now, over here, I keep me stock of type. I'm very proud of it.
Why?
Well, I've got nearly every letter of the alphabet.
What do you mean, nearly? Fat lot of good having nearly every letter.
Oh. But that's where experience tells, you see. I've discovered a crafty dodge.
Have you? Well, tell me, what is it?
Well, if you've got a P and a H, you don't need a F.
Yeah. I can see you know the business backwards. Come on, Mr. Grover.
Now, hold on, Mr. Word. No, there are still some details to be fixed. Now, tell me, how's your circulation?
Shocking. I've got two brains as big as...
Built-in one, Mr. Worth. I meant the newspaper circulation.
Oh, that. Yes, yeah. Well, now, let me see. Now, the most I ever sold was 25,000 copies.
Eh?
Yes, that's the most I ever sold in one edition.
Did you hear that, Mr. Worth? Mm. 25,000 copies in one edition. I knew my infallible business sense hadn't deserted me.
Oh, Mr. Grosvenor, put my money away.
Don't mind him, Mr. Trumpet. Let's talk business now. £100, I believe you asked.
Yes.
Here you are. Don't bother to count it.
Yeah, wait a minute. There's only 87 here.
Well, I told you not to count it. Now, if you'll just sign here, will you?
Just here.
Yes, yes, here. And right here.
Where? Oh, there, yes, yes, yes.
There we are. You did say 25,000 copies, didn't you?
Yes.
Mr. Worth, we'll make a fortune. We'll pay the balance of the 100 when we sell our next edition.
No, I want it before that. This paper don't always sell 25,000, you know.
Well, we won't haggle, Mr. Trumpet. So, some weeks it only sells 24,000. I expect your record sale occurred on some important day, like the local fete or the school prize giving or something of that nature.
Yes, oh, it was a great day, all right. The bunting flying, the crowd singing and everybody shouting.
What were they shouting?
Mafeking has been relieved.
What? And good old Bob's and long live Queen Victoria. And if you don't give me my money back, I'll wring your scrawny neck.
Hey, Anna, you keep your hands off me. You bought the paper in good faith. I warn you, you keep your distance, or else you'll get a wet flannel nightie round your ear hole.
You swindled us, you horrible old...
Mr. Grosvenor, why didn't you leave when I told you?
That's right, go on, blame me. Whose idea was it in the first place?
Yours.
Well, don't split hairs. We bought it and we are stuck with it. It's up to us to make it pay. We've got to.
£87 down the drain. I'm penniless, broke, skinned.
Now, don't be depressed. Please, don't be. No, depressed. No, really, Mr. Worth, now, you must pull yourself together. You must learn to console yourself. Now, take my uncle, Quincy Grosvenor. 2 years ago, he lost every penny he had. And what was the first thing he did? He shrugged his shoulders. He smiled and he said, "Oh, well, that's life. The darkest hour is just before the dawn," he said. "It never rains, but it pours. Every cloud has a silver lining. There's always somebody worse off than yourself," he said. "Life has its funny ups and downs." That's what he said.
Yes. And then what did he do?
He threw himself in the river. That was the end of it.
Yes, well, I'll tell you, there's a moral there. If you like to look for it.
Yes. But here we are, owning a newspaper with a certified circulation of 3.
Never mind, boy. You can build the paper up. A pair of fine, upstanding, go-ahead young idiots like you, what?
Yes, we'll become the voice of Little Channering. That's what we'll do. We'll move the public.
Move the public what?
Shut up. We'll present the local news in a new and startling manner.
What local news? There hasn't been any for weeks. I've only got 3 items.
Yes?
The gamekeeper's annual dance will be attended by the mayor's wife. This will be the first time she has attended the affair. Now, what sort of news is that?
Well, it needs rephrasing slightly. Let's see. Gamekeeper's mayor's wife, first time she's attended the affair. How's his headline? Gamekeeper's having affair with mayor's wife.
Yes, that'll be an eye-catcher, won't it? Yes. Then there's this mixed golf tournament. Scoutmaster's wife to play vicar in final.
Well, that should be easy. Again, a slight rephrase and we get Scoutmaster's wife playing a round with vicar. How's that? That should sell a few copies, eh? What about that?
No. Here's another one. I've added it, no wedding bells.
Oh, that sounds more promising. What is it, a breach of promise case?
No, the village church burned down.
Is that all?
Yes.
Let's face it, if we're going to sell any more, we've got to get some hot news, something startling, something to make people sit up.
Well, yesterday the postman was bitten by a dog.
Well, that won't make anybody sit up.
It made the postman sit up.
You don't seem to follow me. Wait now. I've just remembered something. An old newspaper saying, dog bites man, that isn't news. Man bites dog, that's news.
Yeah, well...
Nip out and have a nibble at the Cocker Spaniel.
I will not. It's a ridiculous idea, biting a dog, indeed.
Well, the point I'm trying to make is that a story should be unusual. Now, let's see. What sort of things interest newspaper readers?
Well, there's sex, crime, humour...
Yes, sex, crime and humour, yes. So ideally, we need a headline reading, tonight, in a cell on Dartmoor, a sexy bank robber sits laughing his head off. Or if we're short of news, we can do what the National Dailies do a sensational story about a celebrity. Are there any local celebrities?
Well, there's Lady Crab up at the manor.
Yes.
You should be able to get something interesting out of her. She's a bit of a devil on the quiet.
Hey.
Been married 3 times. You ought to be able to uncover something there.
Excellent idea. Mr. Worth, you go and interview her.
No, Mr. Grosvenor, I wouldn't know how to go about it.
I dare say not, but fortunately, anticipating such an eventuality, I purloined a book from the local library. It's called How to Be a Reporter.
Ah, but even so...
Now, Mr. Worth, please. Remember, what we want is a human story. Pulsating with personal details. Something heartwarming, intimate, perceptive. Have I made myself clear?
No, Mr. Grosvenor.
What I'm trying to say is don't leave out any of the filthy bits.
I don't know what Mr. Grosvenor can be thinking of. Sending a kid like me on a job like this. Ah, well, here's the door. Now, where's the book? Always know in advance what questions you're going to ask. Now, what questions am I going to ask? Yes, this is it. I've got it. What do you think of the world situation? Yes, that's a good one.
Yes?
I'm from the press. I'd like to know what her ladyship thinks of the world situation.
Her ladyship doesn't give interviews.
Oh, I'll try the book again. It says, don't give up too easily.
Yes?
Tell me, what do you think of the world situation? Next time I'll put my foot in the door, then he can't shut it.
What is it now?
Would you like to know what I think of the world situation?
No, I would not. Now, come on, get out.
James.
I'm throwing this person out, milady.
Oh, don't throw him out. He's hardly been used.
I just want to ask you a question.
Yes.
I haven't asked the question yet.
I know, but now you can take the answer for granted. I say, do come into my little snuggery. I haven't had a gentleman visit me for years.
Thank you very much. What are you doing, your ladyship?
The last one got away. Go on, sit over here where it's comfy. Splendid.
Well, if you really want me to, what do you think of the world?
Well?
It's no good. I feel silly sitting on your knee.
Well, let's move on to the sofa, then. There. That's better, isn't it?
Is it?
Yes.
Very small sofa.
I like you, you know. You've got a winning smile.
Yes.
A losing face, but a winning smile. you look like a man who's been around.
Oh, well, we reporters, we see the seamy side of life.
Yes.
Since I took this job, I've witnessed wickedness, vice, depravity.
Really?
Yeah, no more whisk drives for me. Your ladyship, please, not so close.
I'm afraid I might arouse some raw animal impulse.
No, you're squashing my tomato sandwiches. Your ladyship, please.
Oh, don't fight this thing. I'm bigger than both of us.
Your ladyship, stop. You're strangling me. What do you think of the world's situation?
It's improving every minute. I say you're in a playful mood.
I just came along to ask you a simple question.
Well, come down off the chandelier and I'll answer it.
Leave me alone. Oh,
let
go of my ankle, will you?
Oh, you little pixie. Oh, bother, his fool's delights. Now, where's he gone? Where are you? Come out. Come out, wherever you are. I know you're hiding somewhere. Come out, you naughty little creature. Come out of that grandfather clock.
Your ladyship, please, I only came for an interview.
An interview?
You see, I represent the little Chunnering Advertiser.
Oh, yes, I send my laundry there.
Well, we've got to get a good story to boost circulation or we'll go bankrupt.
Oh, what a shame. I couldn't bear to think of a darling little man like you going bankrupt. I'll do more than give you a story. I'll help you financially.
You will?
For you, anything. Just go and tell your editor I'll be along to see him later. Now then, come along and let's... Oh, he's gone.
Livid, Worth. Absolutely livid. I send you out on a story and you come back with nothing but a few lipstick smears.
Yes, but Mr. Grosvenor...
Look at my green eyeshade. It's curling with wrath. I'd fire you with a week's salary if I paid you any.
Now, let me explain, Mr. Grosvenor. I told Lady Crabbe that we needed money and she said she would like to help us. She's coming along later.
Eh?
Yes.
Oh, you've done a good job, boy.
Yeah.
You're a credit to the profession. Lady Crabbe, eh? She must be worth a bomb. If we can get her to invest in this place, we're made.
Lady Crabbe to see you, Mr. Grosvenor.
Oh, don't let her see me. Quick, now, where can I hide?
Show her in, man. Show her in.
This way, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Good morning, good morning.
Oh, how charming to meet you, Lady Crabbe.
It's nothing.
And to what does the village owe the pleasure of this gracious visit?
Oh, well, just doing my charitable rounds, you know. I'm interested in good works.
Yeah. I got some good works by an obscure French author that might interest you.
I mean the acts of charity. But I really came here to...
To look over the business, and very wise, too. Well, we won't go into the sordid details.
I came here to see Mr. Worth.
All right, so we will go into the sordid details. Mr. Worth, come out from behind that printing press.
Now, your ladyship, please keep your distance.
Oh, splendid. You're being coy again, Mr. Worth.
No, not really.
The business, as you can see, it is a thriving concern, but we do need capital to expand. Here, will you two stop snogging while I'm doing my spiel?
It's not my fault, Mr. Grosvenor.
Oh, he's so lovely. I just can't keep my hands off him.
Please, please.
What are you saying?
That to a lady of your means, the sum involved is just a drop in the bucket. As you can see, I have provided a bucket for this very purpose.
What are you talking about? Oh, never mind. Come here, Mr. Worth. Tell me, how many owners has he had?
Your ladyship, please, stop handling him in that way. Now, let's get the present business settled. Then I'll do a separate deal for Mr. Worth.
No, please, master. Don't sell me.
Sell you? What a ludicrous idea. At the price I have in mind, I'd be giving you away. Now, your ladyship, how much money are you putting into the paper?
5 shillings.
Well, it's a start. Not much of a start, mind you, but still, it is a start.
Yes, I have thought it over very carefully and decided that you're a deserving cause. I'm going to insert an advertisement in your paper.
An advertisement, is that all? Oh, dearie me. Well, life's truly full of its little ups and downs, isn't it? Mr. Worth.
Yes?
Throw her out.
I say, what did you think I'd come for?
Well, I got the impression that you were going to invest some money in the business.
Me? Mm. But the aristocrats never have any money. I mean, it's all sort of unaristocratic, really, isn't it? You mean you're absolutely penniless?
It's only the inflated price of lead that keeps this print shop going.
Oh,
I had to flog half a hundredweight of commas this morning.
I have no money. I can't help you.
Well, couldn't you raise some? What about the old stately homes lark?
Oh, I've tried that. I installed jukeboxes, had picture postcards printed. I even stocked the grounds with bison.
Oh, what happened?
They ate one of the visitors.
Before he'd paid his half dollar? Hey, just a minute, though. Bison only eat grass. Big, happy slobs they are, like round-shouldered cows.
Well, the two I had weren't. They were horrible, snarling brutes with long fangs and stripes.
Yes, well, the choice lies between tigers and rather vicious zebra. But bison they were not.
You can't trust those mail-order firms.
Just a moment, you must have some money. After all, you employ a butler.
Well, I let him have the ice cream concession. My only source of income is a grant from the Ancient Monuments Trust.
Well, that's something.
Well, I'd have had that when they found out the place was built in 1932.
What about the family heirlooms, the solid silver cutlery?
Have you ever tried persuading a dealer that British Railways hotels is a family motto?
I can see we've struck solid pig iron with this lot. And while you're at it, my dear woman, you can stop making sheep's eyes at my mate. I'm not letting him marry into poverty, no matter how genteel.
No. Thank you, Mr. Grosvenor. Thank you.
I've got my future to think of. Oh, well, now, let's have the advertisement.
Right here. Here it is. It's a little item I'm disposing of for sentimental reasons.
Sentimental reasons?
Yes. I like to eat. Well, here's the 5 shillings. See you again.
Don't bother. That's a right frost, that. I reckon we got just enough money to get one more edition out. Set up the ad in type, Mr. Worth.
But I can't make out her writing.
Oh, don't bother me with trivialities. Please, print the bits you can read. I've got to attend to our next edition.
Imagine me, Harry Worth, reduced to scrubbing blankets.
Oh, I told you not to mock the laundry. Makes more money than the paper ever did. Here, can I borrow the loan of your car bullet?
You can keep it. Just look at my cuticles. It's all your fault, Trumpet. You cheated us. You're not even much of a printer.
Let's dispense with the harsh words, Mr. Worth. Just because I made an ordinary human little mistake like mixing up the births and deaths columns.
People don't know whether they're coming or going. Oh, I wish I'd never set eyes on this place.
Well, you never can tell, Mr. Worth. Mr. Grosvenor may have sold a few more papers.
This is no time for jokes. Who'd want to buy a... Well,
yeah, you two, give us a hand with this bag of coppers.
Hey,
Mr. Grosvenor, where did you get all these pennies? I know, you've robbed an aged busker of his life savings.
I have not, nor have I done in an outsized gas meter. This is the honest profit from the sales of our last edition. Rushed off my feet, I've been.
I can hardly believe it. Ah, I know. My advice to the lovelorn. That's what's attracting all the attention.
If it attracts the attention of that poor girl's parents, you've had it.
I just don't understand. No, it can't be.
What?
But it must be. They've done it again. Mavigan's been relieved. Mavigan's been relieved.
Belka, please. You know, obviously, the increased sales are due to my racing tips. A special reader service not only tells you which horse is going to win, but indicates the dope to be used.
No, rubbish. It was my column.
It was my racing tips.
Oh, there you what?
Oh, dear Lady Crab, how weird to see you again.
I've got something for you. Here.
Oh, 5 bob advertisements. Oh, very well. Let me see it now. You are instructed to appear at Little Channering Magistrates Court to answer a charge. It's a writ.
It certainly is. For libel.
What have we done?
Well, that advertisement you put in was an outrage.
Was it? Well, you wrote it.
No, not the one you published.
Eh?
This is the one I wrote down. Lady Crab wishes to dispose of her set of teaspoons, also bear and tiger skin rug.
I don't remember that. But then your writing was so bad, I had to make the best I could of it.
And look at the result.
Yes?
This is what you printed. Lady Crab wishes to dispose of herself bear on a tiger skin rug.
Blimey, no wonder we sold out the entire edition.
I'm going to sue you for every penny you've got.
If I might explain...
I'll see you in jail. Goodbye.
You've done it this time, Mr. Worth.
What will become of us, Mr. Grosvenor? We've got no money to pay damages.
We'll just have to raise some.
But how?
Mr. Trumpet, set up the type for an advertisement.
Righto. What do you want to say?
For sale. Flourishing local newspaper. Owners leaving the district unexpectedly. Apply Little Channering. Little Road.
You've been listening to We're in Business with Peter Jones as Dudley Grosvenor and Harry Worth as his partner in crime. The part of Lady Crab was played by Beryl Reed and Mr. Trumpet by Dick Emery. The script was written by Barry Took, Marty Feldman and Peter Jones, and the program was produced by Charles Maxwell.
That program was presented by the BBC.